But Rashi says, Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael Legarish Oyvei Kechavim. Part of the mitzvah is to chase out the goyim, v'leishev Yisrael born, that the Jew should live there. That's part of the mitzvah. So in other words, if you just build a house up there, that's half the mitzvah. Right? But real part of the Ikka mitzvah is to buy a house off a goy and chase the goy out of Eretz Yisrael, and a Jew is moving in. So that's the chiddush here, that buying property in Syria has the same halacha. If you buy a property off a goy on Friday, and then it comes Shabbos, and the goy says his goodbye, I'm leaving, so you're allowed to tell a goy to write up the shtar mechir even on Shabbos. Because like we said before, this time holds, Syria has a halacha like Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Once David HaMelech made a kibbutz, captured it, and gave it a kedusha like Eretz Yisrael itself, and the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael applies to Syria also. So if you want to live in Syria today, you can live there also. Tana Rabban, Tana Rabban, Eved Shehevi Gitay, an Eved that brings his get. The Eved Kanani, we know that the lacher is, when an other master wants to free him, he can give him a get. Just like if you free your wife, you could free your Eved Kanani also. You give him a get, shichur it's called, and he goes out free. Free means he becomes a regular Jew. The lach of an Eved Kanani is, when you first accept him to be your Eved Kanani, you make geiris with him. Like you have to have tefillah and milah. And that geiris really makes him into a Jew. Just at the beginning, you made it l'shem an Eved Kanani, so he has halachas of an Eved Kanani on him. That stops him from being a complete Jew. He's only a Jew like an Isha. But once the master frees him and he goes out of the master's possession, then automatically he becomes a complete Jew. So what's going to be now that Eved Shehevi Gita and Eved Kanani comes with his get? The Kosel Bain is written inside his get Shechur, Atzmechov Nechos Taknui Lecho, that the master wrote in this Shtar two things, that you yourself and all my Nechosim belong to you. Like the master is freeing his Eved and giving him also all his property. So Lachar is Atzmaikona, he himself goes out free, but Nechosim Laikona, but the property does not have a right to keep. So Rashi says like this, Eved Shevi Gitum Mdinas Hayom, an Eved that brought his get was written in Chutz Loretz. And the klal is, V'tzorach Lem Mephona Nechtov Kisha. When an Eved has his get given to him, he also has a Tekonim with Rabbonin. It costs by Shtar Shichur, also has to be written L'shmo, L'shem the Eved. Therefore, you have to say before an echtov. If somebody brings it from Chutz Loretz, the same way you bring a get isha. And that's the Mishnah later on the test will have that echad gitei noshim v'echad shechru yavodim shavu l'malchum mevi. By both the get isha and the get shechru by Eved Kanani to go out free, the shliach that brings the get has to tell us before an echtov. Now, atz makona, the nemenu al shechru aloim before an echtov. The Eved himself is showing us now the get. Now, we do not know if this get was really written l'shmo if it wasn't forged. So now we have a doubt if the get is good or not. So for the fact that the Eved is telling us he was freed and he's a free person, we believe in on himself. And you don't have to have Edim to be Mekayim the Shtar. But Nechosim, Rashi says, Lekono, the boy who Edim kishar kiyim shtaris. That of it has to be in this document, this Shtar Shechrur. It said a second statement. The second statement was that the master said, I'm giving you for present all my property. It's like a shtar matana. So this is like a new shtar by itself. Therefore, when this Eved brings it, the lachar is, you have to have kiyum hashtaris. We have to make sure the Eidim were not forged, and we have to have two Eidim to recognize the signatures. So as long as we're not mekayim the shtar, the Eved himself cannot keep this property. Even though he himself is free, because what pertains to himself, we believe in. Just like an Isha that brings her own get, she has a right to say before an Echtav. On the own halacha of the get itself, that's a takona, we believe the Eved. But what pertains to the matona, that's not part of the Shtar Shichrur, for that we do not believe the Eved, so we have to have a kiyum. E. Boyle, you have a question like this. What's going to be if in the Shtar it's written like this? It's written, Kol Nechosai Knuyim Lecho Mahu. The master wrote it down in one word. He didn't write down two words, you, and all my property go to you. But he just said, Kol Nechos HaKnuyim Lecho. All my property I'm giving over to you. So that's like saying that I'm freeing you, because if I give you all my property, that means I'm giving you to yourself. Because your Eved belongs to you. So the fact you say in one word, I'm giving all my property to my Eved, that's like saying I'm freeing you, I'm letting you go out free, and I'm also giving you a present of all my property. So Mar, what's the loch over here? When the Eved says that the get, the shtar, was a good shtar, so do we believe him on half or don't we believe him? Amr Abayis, Abayis said like this, since it was all said in one word, Mitoich shekona atzmoi, kona nechosim, since again we believe him for he himself, that he goes out free, that his shtar shichu was a good shtar, that's at the konim of the Rabbanim, we believe him for his shtar, is since it's all in one word here, so once we know kona nechosim was written good, he's even believed to keep all the property also. That's what Abayi wanted to say. Omalei Rav, Rav says no. Bishlei ma'atzma liknei. I understand why the evidence believed upon himself to say that he's freed. Me did he have a get isha. That's the same halacha that the isha herself brings her own get. The Rabbanan also believed her. Any shliach that brings the get isha is believed to say before nanichtav. So the evidence also, when he brings his own get shichrer, he's believed to say it was written l'shmo, it's kayamoy, then it's okay, it's a good star. El nechosin, but that you want to say should also receive all the property, l'likni, for that we do not believe the evit, for that he cannot keep it. Midi dihevi akim shtaros di alma, it should be not worse than any other star. If a person comes with a star with a proof that somebody gave him a matana, or somebody sold them property, the locharism of the Rabbanan, we don't use the shtar the way it is. We don't use the shtar until there's kiyum my shtar. We need to hear from two other Eidim that they recognize the signatures of the shtar, that it was not forged. So therefore, this shtar also, even though it's written in one word here, that the Eved goes out free to himself with all the property, we look as if it's two separate shtaras here. That, well, that's the Shiloh. Both is in the same shtar. So Abayu.
So why do you believe him when he says that he's freed as an Eved?
Because that's the Tikkun of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said what pertains to you yourself, we're going to believe you. Just like when an Isha brings her own get and she tells her that it was written Lishmo, the Rabbanan believed her. That's new Tikkun. What? Also, that the Rabbanan believed the Eved. That's new Tikkun. We'll see later why. He buy an Isha, the Svar Mishim Meguna. I think by an Eved also, the Rabbanan wanted an Eved to be free. Because when the Eved becomes free, he's Mechuyev in all mitzvahs. So the Rabbanan would like to see an Eved to be free. So the Rabbanan made it easy for an Eved to go out free that we believe the Eved. The Rabbanan believed him. But he only believed him for him going out free, not to get the property. So therefore, Rabbi says he can't believe him for the property. So Rabbi wanted to say, believe him halfway. Now, Rava said not like that. Hodorama Rava. Rava retracted and said like this now. Now I hear you, very good Rava, and I even say more than you. That mitoich shalakon nechosim, since we do not believe this ever that the shtar was a good shtar, not forged, what pertains to the property, therefore lakon atzmoi, we cannot hear these words of kol nechosai. We do not hear it that it's true, and therefore since him and the property is all in one word of kol nechosai, we do not know it's true. So even the Eved in this case does not go out free. That's what Abayi wanted to say. On this, Rava said back to him, no, Amalei Rava, why? Bishlei menechosim lalikna, I understand very good the Eved does not get the property. Midi dihevi akim shtaros di alma. Like any other shtar, when you want to come and show that you bought something, or somebody gave you for a present, it's not enough midi rabbanon that you have the shtar. We're afraid that maybe the signatures were forged. What do we have to do? We have to have kiyum. Any shtar and dinim amnis, you have to have kiyum first. That we understand. So therefore, this eved cannot take the property. Ela, but Rava says back, Ela atzmoi, but that he himself should go out free, litni. On this we should believe him, he should be able to go out free. Midi the eved, I get the isha. Why should it be worse than a regular get isha? That the Rabbanim believe the isha for her own going out free, the same way the Rabbanim believe the eved. Say Ela, my Rava said like this, Echad ze v'yechad ze, in both cases, Atzmai kona nechosim lekona. In both cases, the Eved himself goes out free, but not the nechosim. Omalei Ravada ba'masn l'rova. Keman, who are you saying like Reb Shimon? Diyama pagina diburai. In one word, we could divide it in half. Half of it we could believe, and half we don't believe. That's not, we learned like this. Ha'koisev kona nechosim li'avdoi. If somebody writes a present to shtar all his property to his slave, Yotze ben Chorin, he goes out free. Shaya kaka koshu, let's say the master leaves over a little bit of property, lo yotze ben chervin, then it does not go out free. Reb Shimon says, the elamu ben chervin, he always goes out free. Achiyema kol nechosin asunun leplein yavdi, chutz mechem mebuya sheben. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over the last Gemara again tomorrow night. We'll go over.